This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. There were solid fundamentals behind a huge rally rooted in genuinely titled crop stocks, users badly short bought, and unable to fill needs without bidding up cash basis to rare premiums to the board. Those facts remain in place. They haven't changed. It's not as if the WASD report suddenly revealed supplies we didn't know we had or slashed its usage expectations. All the WASD report showed was some very optimistic yield expectations and very conservative usage expectations that showed 2021-22 ending stocks a bit higher than expected, but far from even comfortable or much less burdensome. So yes, the buying got ahead of itself and was overdone. Now so is the panic selling. Remember how high we got on little more than weather scare worries rooted in the what-if game? What if the forecasts for the western Corn Belt to remain too dry and the south remain too wet pan out? What if buyers don't back off and just keep paying whatever it takes to avoid shutting down? What if the Brazilian corn crop really is far below what USDA says it is? Buyers will return when the panic selling subsides. Funds that made a lot of money and cashed in profits will see an opportunity to do it again. Users just waiting for a break like this to lock up summer needs will do so. The crops USDA forecast on Wednesday aren't even fully planted yet, much less made. The long-term forecasters we trust haven't budged from their view that much of the western Corn Belt and all of the northern plains and parts of Canada will remain too dry for optimal yields. A common expression is that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. That's sort of how we view this unexpectedly deep break in prices. Past advice is corn needs covered through July, meal through next August. It may well be that this break provides a catch-up opportunity for those who didn't, or even a case for extending feed usage into fourth quarter. We also mentioned the opportunity developing for purchasing out-of-the-money call options that we term courage calls. Why? Because when we do start selling into the next wave up, having those calls in place to cover potential opportunity cost above the strike prices purchased will give you the courage to follow through with sales. Too often we've had clients admit they just couldn't pull the trigger when we did advise sales for fear of missed opportunities if the yield outlook worsened or prices went to levels no one thought possible. Out-of-the-money call options bought reasonably cheap are like owning an insurance policy against potential opportunity cost in selling too much too soon. So the question becomes, what call option strike price offers good value for the premium being asked versus the potential reward? When, not if, this bull market resumes. The price highs made by the May contracts are now candidates for the spring highs, but they will also become targets for the summer highs when the correction is over and the bull market resumes. There are three elements of option cost: the intrinsic value for in-the-money options, the volatility premium, and time value for how much to expiration. The volatility premiums are already pretty steep for obvious reasons. You've had nothing but volatile markets since April Fool's Day. Going out to November soybeans or December corn adds considerable time value to the cost. Therefore, we like July options. There are not a lot of time value built in, and yet enough time to profit well before having to decide in late June if you want to accept a long position in futures or just pitch the option and claim whatever value is in it. The other reason that we like July is that it serves two different motives. It's a good way to buy back some of your old crop already sold as a price enhancement, or see it as a courage call, which gives you the courage to sell into the next wave up, knowing you're protected against potential opportunity cost if prices rise beyond the call strike price purchased. So let's use those May highs as our goal and look at strike prices close to those highs. We'll be looking at July contracts in all cases. Commercials would like farmers to sell them their physical grain. They had been pushing prices to record highs, which eventually began delivering diminishing returns from the aspect that farmers were not selling. Instead, they were just watching prices rise. They call that greed. Now in an about face, they are breaking the market, intending to use fear as the emotional motivation to generate more cash sales. Now then, when they rally prices back up, then the bin doors will open. The soybean market is different from the corn market in that farmers do not own any. It's the speculators that own the soybeans. China will buy this break. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.